Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Yes, it's difficult, you know, to negotiate your way between what is green no-no and green yes-yeses, and how you should be thinking. Well, you can't really. All I can do is give you maybe a bit of an insight here, and maybe I learn something myself, but you always come out feeling a bit puzzled. Anyway, here's this. That's the sort of preamble to this and to Minister Jeff Radebe's signing off on the Renewable Energy Independent Power Producers thing, 27. You probably picked this up in the news. At long last, this is happening, and everybody of a green sort of colour is jumping up and down with joy. But there are ironies here, the ironies of the real environmental politic, if I can say. Now, on the green front, first for me, there's activists who are demonstrating on behalf of independent power producers, IPPs, against it. Stand up for the independence against the looming giant of the Quango, in this case Eskom. Yes, that would be fine. But here, it turns out that they are actually against the independent producers. But this is not renewable. This is the principle of the proposed generating method or type, which is coal. So though they're independent, they are going to be producing coal power or power from coal. Yes, it's part of the new economic model, independent production, getting away from state-owned enterprises, entities, SOEs. That gave rise to so many groans. But no, not this way, say the activists, because these independents are not going the way of renewables. They are going to go to the bête noire of coal. Whichever way you cut it, coal is hard to justify, but that is not stopping the government or the foreign investors. In the past week, the Life After Coal campaign, part of the Centre for Environmental Rights, EarthLife Africa and Groundwork have instituted fresh court proceedings against Minister of Environmental Affairs in relation to the proposed Tabametsi coal-fired power station. The campaign has also made further written and oral objections against both preferred bidders under the Coal Baseload IPP Procurement Programme. Sorry about all these things, but one has to mention them. Tabametsi and the proposed Khanyisa coal-fired power station to the National Energy Regulator of South Africa, NERSA, during public hearings hosted by NERSA last week. When you fly over the coal mining complex of Grootgeluk north of the Waterberg, you are struck by the immense scars on the landscape. Open cast pits, huge areas of waste dumps, industrial structures of monumental size, and you see the gigantic emission stacks of power plants with names you will recognize from countless news reports. Matimba, Medupi, and now the new kid on the block, Tabametsi. The town of Lephalale is the reservoir for the human complement. All who work in mining, engineering, construction, operation, and yes, it means employment and opportunity for many, and urbanization. They will live in the shadow of the greenhouse gas emissions just like our parents and grandparents did in Witbank and Middelburg last century. To say nothing of the water that is needed in industrial quantities in this dry region of Limpopo. For their part, the coal mining companies and the generators maintain that their designs are eco-friendly. Yes, that's the word they actually used. And better than the existing plants. Not so, say the opposers. In fact, the impacts will be worse than some of Eskom's existing coal-fired stations. The greenhouse gas emissions will, of course, be the same per gigawatt hour generated in any case. The Centre for Environmental Rights further argue that economically the stations can't be justified as the demand for electricity in South Africa has declined. It's not a matter of urgency any longer. And the consumers will have to foot the bill for these developments in the end. The return date for all these last-ditch review actions in the courts is in just under 2 weeks, on the 19th of April. We shall see, but I'm not holding my breath. The campaign members will continue to oppose all proposed coal-fired power stations, which they maintain with great conviction are unnecessary, expensive, highly polluting and disastrous for the climate. The Centre for Media and Democracy have a very useful website called SourceWatch, where you can read all the relevant facts if you want to sort it out in your head. And see satellite images fly over the projects like Tabametsi. It's a sobering experience if you have the time. And you can find the link on our podcast later. It's a long link, so I won't mention it here.
Thanks very much there, John Richards. Lots of food for thought in that one this morning, the edition of Being Green. And if you'd like to hear it again, then do go to our website, www.fmr.co.za, and you can click on podcasts. Give it an hour or two, and we'll upload this morning's edition of Being Green onto our webpage.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get REMAX. Care, consciousness and commitment. At REMAX, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem. Skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. REMAX. Above the crowd.